Are you ready? This is a bash special. We haven't done a podcast since we went camping last year. But it's Dad and the Dude. Hey! And this is the Dude. Ellis, how you doing, mate?
Fine.
Right. So, what are we going to talk about tonight, mate?
Alcohol, beer and drunk guys.
Is that because you got a sample?
Yes.
How many of the people here do you think are drunk? You don't have to count to say all of them.
I mean all of them.
So what is alcohol, mate? Come on then.
It's an addictive drug, not for kids.
Well, is it addictive? So it's addictive, not for kids. Why can't kids have it?
Because their organs haven't totally formed.
Good answer.
Yeah, you go well.
And some of the people.
Why?
And some of the people here, mate, have hit adulthood and their organs will never form.
Yeah. No. Where's he gone?
What does alcohol do to you then, mate? What do you think it does to you? You don't know, do you? Because you don't get any.
No.
You've tried it, though, haven't you? You've tasted it.
Yeah, a bit.
But you never drunk it.
No.
Right, so what does alcohol do to you? Tell Ellis. Educate Ellis as to what alcohol does to you. Well, the first one's memory.
And also sleep.
Sleep. What does it do to your sleep?
It sort of dims it down, so you feel a bit dizzy.
It makes you dizzy in your sleep?
No. Cool. Some people pay for that. When you're awake, it makes you dizzy.
Right.
Because it starts to make you feel dizzy because it's got a chemical in it making it all dizzy.
What, do you know what the chemical's called?
No idea.
No idea.
I do know there's a chemical.
There's a chemical in it that makes you dizzy. And what else does it do you?
No idea.
What do you think? Anything else?
No idea.
No?
No.
Memory makes you forget things. Sometimes that's useful. Sometimes it's not. And the irony is there's another one I can't remember. But Coordination, yeah, so you got the dizzy one, you got the what's it, and speech. And the speech.
Sleepy.
Makes you sleepy. And? What's an inhibition, dude?
No idea.
James, demonstrate inhibition. Oh, you already have.
Yay!
What else about alcohol is important? Do you know what it does to you? Does it harms you, doesn't it? So what do you think it does to harm you?
I don't know.
Beer goggles. Right, dude, you're going to learn about beer goggles now. And there's some wise words coming from the people here. Not least of the ladies present. What do you think beer goggles are?
What?
You drink so much that you might as well be looking through the bottom of a glass. It's horrible vision, yeah? What do you think you do when you've got beer goggles on and you can't see straight?
Vision goes all blurry.
And what do you do when your vision's blurry?
Blink a lot.
Sorry?
Blink a lot and rub your eyes.
That too. And you kiss girls. And you don't always kiss nice girls.
Wait.
Now, I was sober when I met your mother. I just want to clear that up. All right? Mummy was drunk. So, when you drink too much, you kiss girls. Do you kiss girls?
No.
Why not?
Do I drink alcohol?
So you only kiss girls when you drink alcohol?
Basically.
What would make you want to kiss a girl, mate?
Nothing.
Have you got a girlfriend at school?
No.
Really?
No.
That's not what I heard. talk to your teachers. It's called parent-teacher conference.
How can you tell when your dad's been drinking?
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
How can you tell?
Because first he goes all loopy.
yeah, but second.
Second, flat on the floor.
No, he's had the money so far.
And third, straight into a door.
But does he do anything different? No,
not really.
Steve, do Steve and the dude. I mean, you got better questions than I have. I've got a reputation, dude, for drinking too much beer.
Yes, you have.
Apparently, this T-shirt was inspired by me. Thank you, Paul.
Yes, it was.
Beer Nito. Do I drink too much beer?
Yes.
How much too much do I think?
3 pints over.
Cool. So that's not much. Over how many, though?
2.
5. That's all right. Anyone drunk less than 5 today? Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, driver. Driver in the back.
Who do you think drunk the most today?
Dad.
No.
Is that due to his singing?
No, Steve.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm doing a show.
No, Steve gets pissed after 2, mate. Yeah. Cheating
day.
Yes. Who said that?
Is that an offer?
You're in.
Cheapskate.
Who's drunk the most tonight? Will? You've got a reputation.
No, it's the bloke who's wandering around. Where's he gone?
He's on the floor over there.
And that's in loose.
We've got a segue here, and Scott wanted to go on the segue, and he couldn't ask properly to have a go on the segue.
I just want to point out, Will's got a bottle of cider and a glass of mead in his hand. All right.
So should adults drink or not drink then, dude? What do you think?
No.
Right. Would the world be a better place if people didn't drink?
Yes.
You're not old moderation. Enough to know that.
Okay.
Moderation's a good word.
What does moderation mean, dude?
No idea.
Don't ask Will because he has no clue.
Which one of your teachers do you think likes to drink?
My literacy teacher.
Oh, what's
her name?
Why?
Miss Smart.
Miss Smart drinks?
Yes.
No.
How do you know?
Don't know. Because she's loopy at school.
She looks like she drinks. I can understand that.
When she comes in the morning.
She's all over the place.
She's floppy, smiling into doors.
Miss Smart's floppy.
Yes.
We should get a t-shirt with that on.
So what happens the day after drinking?
Same again. No.
In what way? What do you feel?
Your face landing on the ground.
Face landing on the ground.
You got bruises from the night before. True.
Yes.
But have you heard of hangovers?
No.
A hangover is after you've been drinking. So when we came in the other night from our anniversary, me and Mummy had drunk 2 bottles of red wine between us. And on Thursday morning, I had a hangover, dude.
Well, bottle each, big girl.
Well, 2 bottles of wine. French is crap. It always gives me a hangover.
Well, bottle each. Yep.
Amateur.
2 pints of wheat beer as well. Yes. Mr. Pissed on 2. Is there anything else that you don't know about alcohol, dude, that you think these fine people could show you and tell you? That they haven't done already, of course.
What's the difference between lager, beer, and cider? What's the difference?
Toughy. Have a guess if you don't know, dude.
No, dear. That's my guess.
Go on, someone give us an answer.
You're stressing me out now.
So, to be honest, I've got a 5-year-old, and I was educating my 5-year-old, like you do, in the pub on Friday about the difference between lager, cider, and ale.
I'm 9 years old!
Well, you should know these things.
Yeah, 5-year-olds do.
And I was teaching in different countries. So, Amstel is a lager that comes from...
Who cares? It's where it goes that's important.
Keep going, keep going. Hoegaarden is a beer that comes from...
Wheat.
Heineken is a beer that comes from...
Taps.
Yeah, we didn't... We didn't know where Heineken came from. Where's Heineken come from?
Do you know, dude?
Germany?
Heineken.
Canada? Denmark.
Canada's the
best
answer.
We didn't know where we could name every single beer and where it came from, apart from Heineken. What is the difference?
A lager.
An ale.
You said beer and lager too. Don't confuse
me. All right, what's different? Sorry.
Steve, this is not meant to be an educational show for you. It's meant to be for him. Dude, any last questions? Any last thoughts?
What does it do to you crazy people minds?
Evidence. There you go. That's it. It makes them stand up and sing songs. It makes them turn up and talk to people that they've never met before and invite strangers into their house.
Like you?
Like me. Drunk and proud, dude. Give me a knuckle, sunshine. You can't drink till you're 18, by the way. Okay?
Why?
On that word. Thank you. Dad and the Dude. There's Ellis. Yay!